Biden opens border to 1 million plus illegals per year. By Neil Monroe on June 1, 2023. President Joe Biden's border deputies are doubling the inflow of illegals through the CPB-1 pathway, regardless of a multi-state lawsuit against the likely illegal process. The monthly inflow will rise to 38,750 each month, allowing 465,000 illegal migrants to be registered and released each to take U.S. housing, jobs, and government aid. Other channels created by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, bring the planned inflow to almost 1 million illegals. CBS reported. This is a continuation of the Biden administration's expansion of lawful pathways and opportunities to access them, including CBP-1 appointments, Homeland Security spokesperson Aaron Heater said. The process cuts out smugglers while also providing a safe, orderly, and humane process for non-citizens to access ports of entry instead of attempting to enter the United States unlawfully. The CBP-1 service allows the migrants to avoid a recorded arrest at the border, ensuring an artificial reduction in the monthly reports about migrant inflows. Pro-American critics say the CBP-1 process is illegal and is being used to smuggle an uncapped number of illegals past the cartels in northern Mexico, past the TV media in the United States, and past the widespread public opposition in the United States. Watch, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senate Republicans detailed Joe Biden's growing border crisis. Breitbart News reported on the statement by the GOP attorneys generals who are conducting the lawsuit against CBP-1. Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas, and the entire Biden administration have prioritized creating and protecting new ways for illegal aliens to stream into this country, no matter the cost or consequence to struggling American citizens. Time after time, my office has shown that we will fight back in court to defeat their unlawful open borders policies. We intend to stop this rule from wreaking further havoc on the people of Texas. Pro-American media groups continue to show the steady inflow of illegals. The CBP-1 monthly inflow is in addition to the arrival of 30,000 migrants each month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. That parole pipeline will add another 360,000 migrants each year. Biden's border chief has also announced he will invite 100,000 left-behind family members of illegals from Central American countries. Combined, the three pathways will deliver 925,000 illegal migrants into the United States, or one migrant for every three births. The 925,000 goal does not count the migrants who sneak across the border, likely 1.5 million since January 2021, nor the migrants imported via other programs. Biden's deputies also have announced plans to set up 100 sites in foreign countries to recruit more migrants, likely via the uncapped refugee pipeline. The 100-site refugee inflow will likely be operated in cooperation with the United Nations International Organization for Migration. One of Biden's deputies has just taken over the IOM group, simplifying the planned recruitment of more migrants. These illegal migrants are in addition to the legal inflow of roughly 1 million legal immigrants and roughly 1 million temporary workers. The 1 million per year legal inflow is the number set by Congress in 1990. All told, the Biden administration plans to import at least 3 million migrants and workers each year, or roughly 6 arrivals for every 7 American births, regardless of Congress 1990 law. Watch. Cartel gunmen in Mexico carry anti-tank missile near Texas border. That huge inflow will spike the cost of housing for young families, force down wages, crowd the schools needed by American kids. But the Biden migration will also generate massive stock market gains for older investors, and also dramatically expand the role of government aid agencies from coast to coast. The Biden administration's strategy echoes the policies adopted by the government in the United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada, all of which have decided to grow their economy by extracting more consumers, renters, and workers from poor countries. The massive inflows, however, are sidelining the nation's citizens. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of Independents, and even 40% of Democrats.